From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve already puts banks through stress tests. The Fed chairman regularly testifies before Congress about the state of the economy. And now add one more Fed economic report card to the list, the central bank's new semi-annual financial stability report. The first installment comes out today, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Fed's new published report won't name corporate names or blame specific banks for posing systemic risk. Instead, it'll delve into economic trends, investment practices, and new technologies that could destabilize the overall financial system. Greg McBride is at Bankrate.com.
The Fed has to be more dialed in to risks to financial stability as a result of what happened in the Great Recession, where not being tuned into those risks, you know, could quickly derail what are otherwise pretty positive economic fundamentals.
Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says right now, risky lending to households and businesses is of particular concern to the Fed.
Growing risks in the non-bank sector, the so-called shadow sector, mortgage banks, finance companies, private equity firms, and corporate lending.
Petru says other potential financial risks are likely on the Fed's radar, ranging from the security of cloud-based payment systems to Brexit. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.